Welcome to the show both feared and revered by man and beast, the Hattiest Blog. Today, Piers Morgan annihilates Andrew Tate in Romania. This should be good.
The reason she's alone is because she's difficult.
Women are not accepting the bare minimum.
Women fuck men they respect.
All the women who say things like, I'm strong, independent, I don't need no man, like, y'all impress me.
Women just gaslight each other and say what they want to hear.
You used the Loverboy method. You said, so.
The Loverboy method.
Yep. Andrew, this is going to be a very interesting interview. We had a good one last time. You're a nice guy. We have some interesting conversations.
I didn't say you were a nice guy.
I'm going to come along.
Wait a minute.
We're going to make some money from this interview.
Wait a minute.
Money will be made for
both
sides.
Wait a
you
minute.
You Loverboyed me.
Wait
and
a minute.
You stole the profit.
But just to be clear, I've had no conversation with you about this interview. And the conversations I've had with your intermediary were very professional. And I said, I would like to do an interview
were
with you.
Were you nice?
Of course, I'm always nice.
Loverboyed. You can't believe you used niceness to loverboy me because this is a profitable enterprise and I was coerced here.
I make no pretense that I've come all the way from London to Romania to
Correct.
Interview you because, yes, I want to do it on my show
Correct.
And that will clearly benefit me and my show.
Am I a full-grown consenting adult who decided
to
do this
idea,
show?
Yeah, but you're not being coerced into doing
Am
this.
Am I a full-grown consenting adult who decided to do this show?
Yes.
Okay, so I wasn't coerced, correct?
But what's that got to do with what I've asked you?
Because you were nice to me and you're saying that...
I wasn't nice to you. I didn't even talk to you.
Being nice is the Loverboy method, and that
Andrew,
adults have no
Andrew,
personal
I wasn't,
responsibility. And
I wasn't
nice,
nice
to someone. They become your slave.
I wasn't nice to you, and I didn't call you a nice guy.
I feel
what? I have no idea what's happening here. But I will Google this Loverboy method crap because I've never heard of this in my life. What is this? Let's see. Loverboy technique is widely used by criminals to recruit victims confronted with economic and social hardships. The suspects target their victims' vulnerabilities and seduce them with expensive gifts and promises of better life abroad? I don't understand at all. I don't get it.
Loverboy.
Hmm?
I feel Loverboy. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry.
I don't get it.
You had a website, Hustlers University,
Correct.
Offering courses teaching husbands and boyfriends how to get their partners
Absolutely
into webcam.
Absolutely false. The Hustlers University, which you can go to now, actually, we've changed the domain, it's university.com,
mm-hmm.
is a school which teaches modern wealth creation methods. We teach people how to make websites. We teach people e-com.
Why did you call it a PhD pimping hose degree?
No, you're talking about an old video which was made satirically.
But why did you call it that? Oh, that was satire.
Of course it was. 9 years ago, the internet was a very different place. And if you're going to sit here and say, oh, 9 years ago, you said stupid things on the internet, it's not a gotcha moment because every single person has. So have you.
No, but you'd be very...
So have you because you advocated for the vaccine, sir. So
yeah,
you said
absolutely.
Stupid things on the internet.
Yeah.
Life, that's how things go. It's satirical. I also said I'm an astronaut. Do you believe I've been to the moon? Because I haven't, believe it or not. Hustlers University teaches children how to make websites, and it teaches...
Is there only one reason I'm asking you? The only reason I'm asking you, you've repeatedly said in interviews since you were arrested... that you have never categorized yourself as a pimp. You don't think you're a pimp, right?
Well, what about all the rappers? Did you ask Ice Cube if he's a pimp and a murderer?
Positive, influential, and motivating person.
A drug dealer?
I'm not
Jay-Z sold crack.
I'm not interviewing them. I'm asking you whether you have at any stage in the last 15 years been a pimp.
Of course I've not been a pimp. I've said I'm a pimp. I've said I'm an astronaut. I've said I'm a cowboy. I've said I'm the strongest man in the world. I've said I'm James Bond. Throw me in jail.
Are you just...
Put me in jail.
Okay.
I deserve it. Years ago, I made a joke on the internet.
So here's my question. Are you a fantasist?
I'm not a fantasist.
Do you have a persona that's just not you?
Of course not. I am me.
Well, if you're
you, bullshit.
Why would you repeatedly call yourself a pimp and then now say you've never been a pimp?
Are you going to sit here and say that because I've once said, oh...
I'm curious whether if you're trying to say to me you didn't mean any of the things you said.
He obviously has a fake persona that he puts on for views and money. Obviously, that's how the internet works. What's wrong with that? I don't understand. He's a character.
I'm asking myself, well, why should I believe anything you say now? In other words, is what you say actually what you...
It's brand of me. Come on.
Mean, is Andrew Tate real? Or do you have a complete persona that you fuel for money... that has nothing to do with the real you. I don't know. You tell me.
I exaggerated on the internet 9 years ago for comedic effect. I'd walk into a nightclub and there'd be girls at my table, like every other man who walks into a nightclub, and I'd say, pimpin'. Oh no, put me in jail. 93 days was not enough with the cockroaches. I should go back. This is a matrix attack, Pierce. Every single person, every single man out there has done things worse than I've done. In fact, I will argue, if you put 99.9% of men through the level of scrutiny I've been through by multiple federal agencies, you will find a lot worse than him saying he was a pimp on the internet 9 years ago.
Indeed.
You will find actual genuine crime. And I've done nothing. I live true to God. This is all garbage, and it's not real.
Like I said to you, I don't know if you're guilty or not.
I do, okay. And I am not guilty. No, but it's a matrix attack.
I want to be clear to you. I'm not preempting your guilt. I've come here with a completely open mind. You've been charged with serious offences, but I am not going to judge you because I'm not a judge. And this is not a courtroom, right? But it's interesting to me that one of the biggest charges against you is that you're a misogynist. And you've always said, I'm not a misogynist. And then the last time I interviewed you, you said, well, I may have said some things that, you know, may have been misconstrued. But even in the last week, you've tweeted some stuff, which I'm not even sure if you're aware as you tweet this stuff, how it sounds.
Read it.
Okay, let's read. This is quite a long one.
Sure.
But I think it's important to read it to get a sense of how you view women.
Absolutely.
Any woman I date does not have a job. Okay, so the woman you're with doesn't have a job?
No.
Okay. Do you date other women?
Sometimes.
And your partner's fine with that?
Obviously.
Yeah? And you're fine with that?
Why wouldn't I be?
Well, you think it's fine to be dating other women when you're when you have a mother
and
a kid?
I think we're consenting adults and everybody can make their own personal decisions.
Okay, fair enough. Why would I be working so hard, you say, to have hundreds of millions for my woman to waste her life enslaved pennies? No. I will give you a life you can never, ever afford. Private jets, five-star hotels, new cars, endless spending money and diamonds. You will be rich because you're praying for me every day and protecting my spirit. I work in the physical world. She works in the spirit realm. Women shouldn't have to work because being a good partner is a full-time job for a woman. She has to look good. All the beauty treatments are time intensive. Not about money. It takes a lot of time. She has to train every day and stay in fantastic shape. Shop to look amazing next to me. I know there are some men who do 100 times more than this on a daily basis, but women are not as organized.
Even Piers reading this sounds like, it sounds like Andrew's speaking.
As men, and achieving anything significant causes them huge amounts of stress.
Yeah.
They need to have huge sections of their day empty to waste, or they will have a mental breakdown.
True.
And do you want a woman who's stressed and angry after the commute, unshaven and exhausted? Or do you want a Barbie doll who's always smiling and saying thank you because she did her nails and bought you Prada that day? As a man, unless you're a loser, you're already filthy rich, right? You can get endless sex anyway. Girls are easy. So what can a girl give you? Happiness, vibes, always smiling. Take the edge off a stressful life. Can she always be happy if she's been working all day? No. Just to wake up at 11, gym till 1, one appointment, and some shopping. Dress beautiful by 7 p.m. for you to finish working and tell you how strong you are. No matter how pissed off you are, just to always be laughing and smiling and writing your little notes about how you're perfect. And just to be playful and funny. She can't do that if she has a job. So your job is being my girlfriend, and now you're a millionaire. Congratulations. Behave and aim for the promotion to wife. The reason I read all that in detail was...
Sounds about right. Sounds about right. Like, again, I don't know what to say. People that have this kind of income live in rarefied air, right? And we already know this. We know this intuitively, right? It's just now in 2024 we can't say it.
I don't think you understand quite how that comes over, because I think that is the purest definition of misogyny I've probably ever read.
Well, I don't think you understand. One, especially when I'm talking about the fact that women can't handle what men can do, etc. One, it's slightly sarcastic. There's a sarcastic tone.
So do you mean any of this?
I mean all of it. Any woman I'm with, I will provide for, because
no woman should work. They should spend all day beautifying themselves for you, right? And they might get promoted to wife.
This is
your job is being my girlfriend.
Correct.
There are hundreds of millions of women around the world who do a good day's work who still manage to be a very good wife or partner.
Agreed. Completely. But it's my
life. So why would you encourage a whole generation of young men? I mean, I've got to be honest, since our last two interviews, before you were arrested, I would say every single day I have young men, teenage boys, maybe early 20s, coming up to me asking about you. Yep. It's gone on every day since I interviewed you. I'm very aware of your reach. I'm very aware of your influence. And I've whenever I've been asked about you, they say, what do you think of him? I said, I don't really know. I find myself agreeing with 60 to 70% of the things you say. And I do, because I think a lot of the stuff you say about empowering young men to be confident, to work out, to take care of themselves.
To have enough money to not force their woman to work.
Right. That's the bit. That's the bit where when you stray into that kind of language, particularly in the detail where you reveal what you're really thinking.
He sounds woke in this. So I've watched enough Piers videos to know he's not in with the woke. He actually, after watching a bunch of Piers' videos, I get the impression that he's not really paid to say the woke talking points. It doesn't seem that way to me, anyway. Anymore. It did at the beginning. But, in this, he is woke.
The kind of pathetic, soulless life you want for these women. Where does it allow for being a mother, for example?
How does
a mother of your children manage to find time for being a mother of love and devotion to you?
How does having a job give her time to be a mother? This gives her all the time in the world to be a mother. One, it's slightly sarcastic, firstly.
What do you mean?
Do
you mean you don't mean it?
No, I mean it.
But it's
slightly sarcastic.
Well, sarcasm means, sarcasm means you don't mean it.
No, I mean it. But it's slightly sarcastic.
You either mean it or you don't. It's either sarcastic or it's not.
I mean every single word.
But this is the conundrum with you, Andrew.
Sarcastic.
This is the conundrum with you, right?
It's not a conundrum. If you'd let me explain, it's not a conundrum at all. I tweeted this out. I get thousands of women begging me, inboxing me, saying, finally a man who understands he needs to provide for a woman so she can be her best self.
Right.
This is exactly the kind of life that will allow
women to become there are definitely women that will absolutely love to be treated like this.
Are they misogynists?
No, but what I think they are, they're people who just basically, it's the old sugar daddy thing, right? They want to have a rich guy who's going to pamper them and take care of them. They don't have to do a day's work. They just have to make themselves look good for you. Well, so you say.
Yeah.
But it also, the language that you use here seriously diminishes women who do work. You make them out to be, well, you're not doing your job as a partner or wife. You should be doing your job, which is just to devote yourself to his pleasure and making him happy.
Well, it's actually interesting you say that, because I'll put a lot of the fault of this on men. If you want to gender the argument, let's do that. I think that a lot of the reason why women can't live this life, if they so choose, if you're a woman who decides to work, then go to work. I don't care. But if you're a woman who decides she wants to retire, it's because she can't find a man who could provide for her at this level. Mm. Do you think when a woman marries a billionaire that she wants to go get a job in Starbucks? Because in my experience, when they marry extremely successful men, they don't want a job. I'm sure Ronaldo's wife isn't begging to go work in IKEA.
Actually, no. Ronaldo's wife works very hard.
She works for herself, which is different.
And her family.
Of course.
Yeah.
Which is different.
She's a hardworking woman.
Absolutely.
Actually.
Because being a fantastic partner and having a bunch of children is a bunch of hard work. Mm-hmm. And she also finds the energy to have a businesses on the side. Fantastic.
Right. But but you don't want women to have businesses.
No, I'm saying if you're with a man of my stature, you don't have to work. Now, if I met a perfect woman and we were together and we were happy.
When you say a man of your stature, with respect, right now you have no income, no possessions.
Correct. I'm completely
and you're facing.
Flat.
That's not true.
You're facing serious criminal charges. I mean, I'm not quite sure what stature you think you're currently selling, but it ain't great.
Okay, well then it's a shame all those women inboxed me after I put that tweet out saying, agree with you. I think you should interview
I met a woman yesterday who, when
views.
I said I was coming to interview, was immediately like, oh, can you put a good word in for me?
Of course.
Sure. You have a definite appeal to a certain type of woman. There's no question.
Financially is a man's responsibility. If that means I'm a misogynist, then I'm a misogynist.
You accept you are a misogynist.
No, I think a man should provide for a woman financially, completely and utterly. If she wants to work, if my partner were to say to me right now, I really feel like getting a job, it would make me happy, then I'll say work. But she doesn't have to. Her job is looking after the children, looking after me, and being as happy as possible. If you think I'm a bad person for saying, if you actually read the subtext and context.
I read it all out.
Okay, good. Then you'll understand what I'm saying.
You know I did. You heard it.
Absolutely. So what I'm saying is, I am a man. My life is stressful. My life is pain. I go to jail. I suffer. I have to deal with making money. I have constant, endless headache. I do all of that so I can give you everything, but then I get to have you. Your job is to be happy. I want you to smile. I want you to look your best and feel your best all of the time. If I'm a misogynist for saying that I go through so much pain so that we can be financially secure, so I hope the woman I care about does not have to work a job. If that makes me a bad person, then so be it. Because all I'm saying is I want to take care of her in every single realm. I take care of her physical safety. I take care of her financial security. That is my job as a man. And if more men acted like me, you will see that the world will be a happier and better place. The women who say, I really want to work, I want a career, that's their prerogative and their decision. They're allowed to do that. But also, often the reason they do that is because they can't find a man they trust to take care of them.
No.
I've had this from women in their own
Andrew,
mouth. If I found a man who was financially secure and as smart as you, I wouldn't be doing this garbage job either. Why was I psyoped into working to pay taxes when I should be at home having children with a man
Andrew,
I adore?
Andrew,
it's a psyop.
Andrew, there are so many women that will listen to that and be laughing and mocking you.
Will
say,
there?
Say, don't be so ridiculous. I have a job that I love. Maybe they're being paid even more than their man, right? The real world isn't the one that you categorize.
The real world.
Well, again, that's like, yeah, I make more than my man is a recipe for disaster. That's not going to end well. Yeah. Getting paid more than your man is very bad in general.
The world is varied and nuanced, but I am talking about my life experience.
It's a very
my experience. Any woman I love does not have to work unless she decides.
Fine. You're the boss. You're in charge. Her job is to make you happy. Her job is to make herself look good. Her job is to work out for your benefit. Blah, 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 blah. It is actually just misogyny.
Do you think a woman looking
good...
Do you think a woman looking good and working out has no benefit at all to her?
Of course it does.
Okay, so it's not for my benefit, then, is it?
Don't you see? But when you when you talk about young men and you tell them to work out and take care of themselves, I cheer you on, right? I want that. I've got three sons. I want them to feel that.
Want them to become very rich and successful?
Of
have
course.
A woman who relies on them and have
of
a
course.
Beautiful family.
No, but I don't want a woman who's subservient to them.
Why is subservience? Why is a
literally
woman
the tone of the tweet I read is subservience? You did another tweet this week. Men love by telling you what to do and not allowing you to make stupid decisions. We save you from the female inclination to make stupid choices. If a man isn't giving you instructions, he doesn't love you. If you won't listen to a man's instructions, you don't love him. The whole language is so ridiculous.
Let me change the language then.
You tweeted this to 8.2 million people.
Correct. So let me say this. A father loves. Let's say instead of a man loves, say a father loves. A father loves disciplinarian. That's how a father will love you. A mother will say, oh, I hope you're happy. Hope you're doing okay. But a father will come along and say, no, don't do this. You must do it that way. That's incorrect. It has to be this way. A father will discipline you because a father feels he knows best for you. It's the masculine essence of love. When a man loves, he shows that he cares via degree.
There is a massive difference between a relationship between a father and a child and between a man and a woman in a relationship.
Completely.
And I'm not sure you quite get
that. No, there is a difference. But I would argue, Piers, I would argue in the happiest relationships, it's a traditionally masculine role in which the man plays and provides. The female is traditionally feminine. The man is the head of the house. Not in an abusive way. Doesn't beat her up. I'm talking about the man being the head of the household, like I would like to believe you're the head of your household. And he comes along and says what happens and what doesn't happen because he's the man of the house.
No, that's not...
That's actually not
how most households operate now.
Well, then it sounds like...
Now. But for the, you know, for the last, what, 5 to 10,000 years, it's operated that way.
We understand why the entire world's a mess. Because only 10 years ago, that's exactly how the households were operated. There was a man of the house, and now we have no longer any clear defined roles. There's no more longer a man of the house. You want to talk about knife crime, kids doing drugs, the crime rate, all of these problems. You want to talk about all of the societal ills we face. Perhaps it's because we don't have any men in the house anymore. Perhaps we need to bring the man of the house back. And the man of the house will come along and be a disciplinarian, and he will make the set rules and the creeds of that house. He will say, within this household, we don't take drugs. That stands for the woman I am with, the children who we have birthed. Nobody takes drugs in this household because this is my house and I'm the man of the house. So it sounds to me like we need to bring it back, sir.
Yeah, listen, it's all good macho stuff, okay? And I know lots of guys who listen to this and go, wow, that's how I should be. Then I read the detail of your tweets. And again, come back to this. We save women from their female inclination to make...
I actually like how Piers is very calm, even though Andrew is going ham. It's it actually shows very good frame. But anyway, he's trying to destroy Andrew. He's trying to create as much controversy as possible. He's trying to get Andrew riled up because it's great for the camera. You make a lot of money doing this.
Make stupid choices.
Smart
females
Piers.
Are emotional.
If a man isn't giving you instructions...
I have a lot of respect for the way that Piers conducts interviews because he doesn't actually do it for what he's saying. He does it for the audience's reaction. And I didn't realize that until now. And I mean, shame on me, I guess, right?
Females are emotional.
Hang on.
Peers.
He doesn't
females
love you.
Are, all females this stuff, are emotional.
All this stuff is designed to, exactly as you've just articulated, is designed to make young men feel that the only way they can be successful in life is to effectively have their women under control, give them instructions that,
by
they, have
buying
to,
them
that they have to obey.
Don't buy women Prada, you'll end up in jail.
You can buy them Prada, but let me finish my point. My point is that it seems to me from reading your tweets, even now, that you have a blind spot when it comes to how they sound.
It may be
that the legal problems that you're in, which might be extremely serious, and we'll see when the trial happens, but it may be that in your head, nothing you've done is remotely inappropriate, because actually, in your tweets, you can see there's an element there of wanting coercion and control. You want to control women. You want them to be effectively your servants, slaves, for want of a better
word. Oh, come on. Again, Pierce, well done. Nicely posed question.
Get Prada and get to work out in the gym and get to look good.
But you understand?
But
do you understand the point I'm making?
No, I don't. Because
which is in your head, the line is blurred so much now with this macho rhetoric that you've actually lost track of how this sounds.
Pierce, all of the things.
Even when I read that stuff to you, I could see you looking at me, and you said, your answer is, "I was being sarcastic."
No.
And I said, "Well, where?" And then you go, "Well, no, I meant it." Well, it can't be both.
I meant it, and I said,
"You either mean it,
tone
you either mean it,
effect.
Or it's well, no, because sarcasm means you don't mean it."
Pierce, all the things you've just described.
Do you accept that?
No,
You're a smart guy. You know what sarcasm means,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I said it has a sarcastic tone for comedic effect.
Mm.
All the things I'm saying and the things I've said are basically the way the entire world thought only 10 years ago. You may buy into the PSYOP, you may buy into the new thing.
I don't buy into any PSYOPs.
We just talked about vaccines.
Yeah, the vaccines weren't PSYOPs.
Of course not. No. So I believe that there should be a man of the house.
You had a polio vaccine, right?
Correct.
Why?
Because I didn't get polio. I wouldn't have a COVID vaccine because I'd still get COVID. Plus, probably myocarditis and have a heart attack. Mm. So, we believe there was a man of the house 10 years ago.
Do you think statistically more people got myocarditis by having the vaccine or not having it?
I think statistically we need to bring
it back. You don't know, do you?
Why would I know? Why would I look at the statistics?
Why would you bother to? Why would you
come from the matrix itself?
So the matrix. So every fact you don't like, because it doesn't suit your agenda, you just dismiss as matrix bullshit.
No, I'll give you a very
nice, Pierce.
The way I view the world. COVID can't hurt me, so why would I take their injection?
Mm. You don't have to. You don't have to
They tried to make us, including you.
Yeah.
You told people they
know
should
why?
Have the vaccine.
You know why?
If they don't have it, they shouldn't leave their house.
You know why? Because at the time, the scientists...
Scientists
is ever-evolving. At the time I said that, the scientists said if you had the vaccine, it would prevent you transmitting the virus.
The Matrix.
That turned out to be wrong.
Because the Matrix.
And they issued updated advice saying further studies said that actually you could transmit it. And at that point, you know what I did, which you never do? I held my hands up and went, I was wrong because the advice changed. And now I would not say the same thing. That is called actually evolving opinions when facts change.
Let me give
That's actually how a civilized democracy works.
Oh, is it? We live in a civilized democracy, do we, sir? I actually would argue
indeed we don't.
For a very long time. I don't think we live in a civilized democracy. Another point I want to make here, if I had cancer or if I was at threat of a genuine disease which could actually harm me, would the NHS text me 10 times a day trying to get me treatment, or would I be sitting there waiting for 8 months
to
even get an appointment? They wouldn't care about me and they'd let me die.
The
fact that they will endlessly text me and try and beg me to get this poison should have been an alarm bell for anybody with a brain.
Actually, I'll tell you what the NHS sent me. I'm a 58-year-old man. In the last few months, they've sent me one about a flu jab, which I'm going to have, because I think it stops you getting flu, and flu's nasty.
Yeah.
A COVID booster, which I won't have. I think I've had enough of those.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that, thanks. They sent me one about having a check for a bowel cancer, which I've done and came back negative, and so on and so on. The NHS texting system is for our benefit. You don't have to do it. No one's holding a gun to your head. The Matrix isn't saying, if you don't have this, Andrew Tate, we're gonna do something to you.
Do you have any idea?
You've not been treated in Romania by their system because of anything to do with COVID vaccines. Your attempt to try and persuade people that that's the case is ridiculous, and you know it's ridiculous.
Do you have any idea how difficult it was to remain unvaccinated, Pierce? Let me tell you from somebody who was unvaccinated and traveled the world. Do you have any idea how difficult that was
because countries have border controls.
Oh, because they tried to force everybody. So to sit and say they weren't trying to force. You know what they did? They said come get the COVID vaccine. It's good for you. It's going to help. They tried to coerce you by being nice. They tried to loverboy everybody. Mm. They tried to use the loverboy method to force people to get the COVID vaccine. It just came to... We need to put all these people in jail.
Andrew,
they were being nice to people,
Andrew,
trying to help them.
Nobody,
unbelievable.
Nobody forced you to have it. Did you have the vaccine?
Absolutely and utterly not, sir. My principles are not for sale. Yeah. I would have stayed in my house to the end of human time and sat there as a pure blood, the last one, the last pure blood on the planet before I inject myself with poison.
You're not making an MGM trailer.
Yes, I am, because it's a matter of principle. Mm. I am not a farm animal. My blood is mine. It does not belong to the government, and I decide what is in it.
Right. All right, so you have a polio vaccine, but not
correct,
a COVID one.
Correct.
So your brilliant brain has determined that you know more about the medicinal and scientific benefits of individual vaccines. And the polio one, you decided with your brilliant brain, we'll have that. But even though a lot of people, by the way, have had side effects to polio vaccines, did you know that?
Yes, correct.
Is that the Matrix doing that?
No, I didn't say the Matrix gave them the side effect.
Oh.
I've just told you all the reasons I didn't get the vaccine.
Right.
You've already described it at length.
But you work out with your brilliant mind which vaccines to have.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. I like that. Pierce is now being sarcastic. Well
you
done.
You can join my email list on corporatetake.com. You can sign up for free and I'll tell you which vaccines you
I wouldn't
have.
Come to you for vaccine advice.
Why?
Andrew. Because you have zero experience.
I didn't get the COVID
any
one.
Advice.
I obviously did pretty good. I avoided the poison shot while everyone else got it. So I'm actually pretty proud of my track record.
What happens if you're found guilty of the things you're charged with?
Well, then I'm going to have to go to jail, I assume.
What's the maximum sentence you could get?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I actually genuinely don't.
You've never asked your lawyers?
It can be between 3 to 8 years,
right,
I think.
So you do know?
I don't.
Yeah, Pierce came in hard, this one. I hope you enjoyed it. Okay, hit the like, hit the sub, hit all for notifications, drop me a donation. Like Hunter M, Adrian R, Tom M, Bobby Dylan, Renaissance Press, Brian, Andrew, and Alan. Shoutouts to you. Most recent Patreon he's actually the most recent to buy the Strategist Guide to Seduction. So you can buy my books at bit.ly/HeliosBooks. If you want to see my videos in sections of 3 or 4 instead of 1, I offer early access. Just go to my Patreon. It's patreon.com/TheHeliosBook. Want me to give you better advice than, the idiots you meet in real life? Well, then I offer coaching services. Just message me at theheliosblog@gmail.com and I'll slot you right in. Thank you so much for listening, guys, especially if you listen to the end. I really do appreciate it. Take care of yourselves and I'll see you next time.